Last month, C-SPAN was in Bend to do some stories for its cable network. C-SPAN owns Book TV and used the opportunity to highlight a couple of local authors and their latest works. Tom DeWolf wrote a book on racial reconciliation, and his work of nonfiction will be featured this weekend on Book TV. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Tom DeWolf's book, Gather at the Table, is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts.
Typical white person response to slavery, yes, it was bad, but it wasn't us. It wasn't my people.
Bend's Tom DeWolf got the idea for his latest book from his involvement with the group Coming to the Table. The group hopes to bridge the racial divide between white and black America rooted in slavery. Tom met the co-author of Gather at the Table, Sharon Morgan, a black woman from Chicago's South Side, through this organization. They decided to write a book on their own journey toward reconciliation.
You know, the goal was, when people think of racism, it's such a huge thing that it's overwhelming, and people are like, what can I possibly do? And Sharon's and my goal was to live this model of healing that's been developed through Coming to the Table, to live it with just two people, one person from the other side. And how can we to sort of have the kind of deep conversation that we view the same world with such different eyes because of our experiences and our background? How can we begin to understand things from the perspective of the other?
And so their journey began.
Our journey took us to 27 different states and the Caribbean.
Wow.
And we visited each other's family. She knows, you know, my wife, Lindy, she knows all of my kids and grandkids. I know her kids and grandkids. But in addition to that, we visited cemeteries, courthouses, antebellum homes. We spent the night in the house that was the front of Terra in Gone with the Wind. We visited plantations, sites of racial terror, sites of civil rights victories. So it really is an eye-opening experience when we're willing to listen to someone else.
Sharon admittedly carries a great deal of anger being the daughter of slavery, and Tom carries plenty of guilt for being the son of the slave trade. He's the descendant of the largest slave trading dynasty in U.S. history.
It's such a huge question. Are we better than we were 50 years ago? In many ways, yes. Jim Crow is over. It's illegal to discriminate. And yet, when you look at any measurable social indicator that exists, access to education, housing, healthcare, jobs, treatment by the criminal justice system, life expectancy, low birth weight babies, you name it, it's better to be white in America.
Superior Court of the State of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Many of us can remember when the verdict in the O.J. Simpson trial came down in the 1990s, seeing very clearly how white and black America view things differently.
Oh, and by the way, 7.1 million Americans have now signed up for coverage.
Now we have a black president, but DeWolf feels racism has gone underground.
Now, are people as overtly racist as they used to be? I hope that the answer is no. But since President Obama has been elected, we've seen the sharpest increase in membership in white supremacist organizations that we've seen in decades.
So the book chronicles DeWolf and Morgan's journey from uneasy group members to friends. They hope others follow suit.
You know, our goal is to inspire a deeper, more authentic, more accountable conversation about the impact of race in this nation and in individual communities, in churches, in schools, in families. People who make the commitment to treat each other with respect, with grace, and work through very difficult issues, and not just gather at the table, like the title of our book, but to stay at the table when the conversation gets hard. And it does. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny that. But when people are committed to acknowledging and healing and working together, remarkable things result.
You can catch DeWolf's interview on C-SPAN's Book TV this Saturday at 1:30 p.m. For Heart of the Arts, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and News Talk 1110, KBND.
Come here. Come here.